Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. My understanding is that Greg Lesher is out today. Jason, is that correct? Yeah, okay. Well, it looks like for hour number one, class, it's me and 5 Minute University. I'm Vincent Finelli. I just have a story that's been kind of bothering me. I'd just like to go over this for a couple minutes, and then we'll get into 5 Minute University. So there's been a lot of play on the Internet about this person. And it's a Joe Biden official. His name is Sam Brinton, B-R-I-N-T-O-N. And he's the guy who has allegedly stolen luggage from two airports, one in Las Vegas and one in Minneapolis. And the articles talk about how he is a, I don't know what he is, but he is, I guess, non-binary, whatever that means. And so the article goes on to say the following, quote, Brinton, who uses they slash their pronouns, no longer has a Department of Energy job after they were accused of stealing luggage in two separate incidents. And here's why it was confusing, because I read an article like this last week, and I was trying to figure out how many people we're talking about. Because they mentioned this one guy, and he's married to another guy, and he's worked with the LGBTQ organization. And they talk about this guy being arrested, and then they say, and then the article says they. Now, when I was in elementary school, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, I was told that when you're discussing a male, a boy, or a man, the pronoun that you would use would be him. Him. You might say his. And when it's female, girl, woman, lady, it would be her or hers. Well, now, and if it's more than one person, it would be they. So I'm reading this article, and I'm seeing Sam Brinton, they. Not Sam Brinton, he. Not Sam Brinton, his. Sam Brinton, they. It sounds to me like there's more than one person, and I'm confused. So then I was thinking last night while I was asleep, I was thinking about this. So here's an imaginary story. It just came to me while I was sleeping. So the scenario is a person goes in for car repair, goes to the dealership. And the person says, well, I had a problem with my car, and here's what it's doing. So he says to the service advisor, here's what it's doing. The tire pressure indicator on the dashboard says there's a low, the tire's low on the driver's front. So that tire, driver's front tire, is low. in pressure. And then there's this smell of something sweet coming from under the hood. And then there's the check engine light that comes on the dash. So those are the things that I'm bringing it in for. And the service advisor says, okay, leave the key, the car. We'll call you when we're done. And the guy goes to work, gets the call. Hey, you know, the car's ready for pickup. He can pick it up, you know, anytime after 4 o'clock. And the owner of the car goes back to the dealership, and he's advised to go to the cashier. And the cashier will explain what they did based on the service receipt and what the charges are, and he can pay the bill. So he does that, goes to the cashier, and cashier has got pink hair, walks over to the printer to get the document, walks with a swagger, he's got high heels and a skirt on, and his name is right on his badge. Brucie. B-R-U-C-I-E. And so he says to Brucie, Brucie, can you tell me what was done to my car? And I see the bill is $840. And Brucie says, well, yeah, we went over the vehicle and there was a tire pressure sensor in the right front wheel that was bad. And we replaced them. The owner of the car says, hold it, wait a minute. You replaced them? Yeah, we replaced them. Well, how many sensors are there in a wheel? And the cashier says, well, there's one. And we replaced them. So the owner of the vehicle is kind of scratching his head. And okay, well, let's talk about that sweet smell that was coming from under the hood. And the cashier says, well, we diagnosed that, and it was a faulty radiator cap. And so it was leaking antifreeze out, and that's what that smell was, that sweet smell. And we replaced them. And the owner of the vehicle says, how many radiator caps does my car have? And the cashier says, one. And we replaced them. Even more confused, the owner of the vehicle says, $840 for a wheel, tire pressure sensor, and a radiator cap. What was the check engine light about? And the cashier says, well, there was a problem with the gas cap, and it had a faulty seal. And we replaced them. And the owner of the vehicle says, how many gas caps do I have? And the cashier says, you have one, and we replace them. What I'm trying to explain with this little vignette is language is important, really important. It's so important going forward that I think we're going to be in a lot of trouble because of stories like this Sam Brinton story. Where they, meaning Sam Brinton, was arrested for allegedly two thefts, grand larceny. This guy, Sam Brinton, is 35 years old, and he doesn't know how to use pronouns. So can you see how we can be really, really in trouble? Imagine a guy like that is in charge of, oh, I don't know, maybe counting boxes of shoes in a shoe store, or ordering for an online company, or shipping for an online company. And he has to actually count. And maybe he's selling men's and ladies' shoes, and they're different. Maybe some guys don't wear high heels. And this guy is going to be shipping men shoes and he uses the term they. Now, I still think that shoes are really, for the most part, sex-based, except for maybe flip-flops. But there's men's sneakers and women's sneakers because women have different size and slightly different shaped feet. Makes sense to me that there's men's and women's shoes. You know, if you buy cowboy boots, I've seen girls that have cowgirl boots. And they have like, oh, some light green or light pink trim. Just a little bit. Just to indicate they're cowgirls. And boys don't have that. Except maybe Sam. Maybe he does. But this is confusing to me. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. Is anybody else talking about this? How this makes no sense whatsoever? Okay. I've been watching Survivors, as I've mentioned before. And it's a series from 1975, 76, and 77. BBC, British Broadcasting Company. And it is... it's truly outstanding. And one of the things that happens when people get in trouble in this series, they put themselves in peril. They don't communicate properly. And that's what gets them in trouble, like, almost all the time. Like, somebody will leave the house and not say where he's going or where she's going. Or somebody will say, I'll be back in a while. Well, how long is a while? Is it like 3 minutes? Or is it 2 days? Or is it this evening? That's like saying when someone asks for directions and they're not familiar with the area, you go, all right, well, so what you do is you down the road a piece and you turn at the Jones Farm. Well, it's the old Jones Farm. You turn there and you can't miss it. You can't miss it. And then you make a right and you see the big oak tree, you know, after a piece. And then it's up on the left. I mean, directions like that are worthless, right? Because how long is a piece? And who are the Joneses anyway? And by the way, they don't live here anymore, right? They sold the property 3 times ago. And now it's the Smith family. So accuracy in language is extremely important. Extremely important. It's like... the recipes that Kathy gives, when she says you take 1 cup of water to make a 1.5 pound loaf of bread, 1 cup and 2 tablespoons. She didn't say, oh, I just, you know, get some water and pour it in there. You know, any amount will do. It's 1 cup and 2 tablespoons. And the yeast is 1.5 tablespoons. And the sugar is 2.5 tablespoons. Yeast is, I'm sorry, 1.5 teaspoons for yeast, 2.5 tablespoons for sugar. So it's precise. And do you want your vehicle worked on by someone who is not precise when the torque on the lug nuts for your vehicle is, let's say, 115 pounds? And they say, well, I don't know, it's torque wrench, it's kind of on the bench, it's like 20 feet away, it's too far to go get it, I'll just guess. Is that what you want? Or do you want people who are precise? When you buy something on the internet, do you want to know how much the shipping cost is? Do you want to know that it's $12.48? Or do you just say, well, just ship it and you just, you know, it's okay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, yesterday, day before yesterday, our son decided that he wanted to learn more about big dealerships, automotive dealerships, and how they work. And I thought, you know, he might like to even try working for one of them. So he went to the big city, and he took my antique 1996 Mercedes E300 diesel, because that's the best car we have. It's got the, you know, it doesn't have rust. All the other ones are just dropping pieces as they go down the road because of the Missouri road salt. So I wanted to make a good impression, and he dressed for the occasion. He had nice, clean blue jeans on, dark colored. You know, hadn't been washed too many times. Had his going to church work boots on, although we don't go to church. And church is everywhere for us. Church is here on the farm, in the studio, on the tractor. God's everywhere for us. And I started at the Chevrolet dealership and just showed up and wandered around. And then he went to the Mercedes dealership and spent about two hours with the Chevrolet dealership. Got immediately thrown out of the Mercedes dealership. And spent about 2 hours in the Ford dealership. There's an interesting part of the story because I asked him last night at the dinner table. So what was the most important thing that you learned in your travels? And he said, well, you know, I had a really neat conversation with the service manager at the Ford dealership. And he said, you know, I really don't like Fords, but I like the people there. And he told the service manager that he would rather be working on something he doesn't like with people he does like, rather than working on something he does like with people he can't stand. I think the service manager found that quite interesting, and of course I agree with that. And so the service manager told him about his story. And I'm paraphrasing, that this service manager had a real tough time at home, a family that was not pleasant to be with, and service manager ended up on his own at around 14 years old, dropped out of eighth grade, but then made it all work through hard work, effort, proven results. And he explained to my son that, he said to my son, you know, I see you having my job, service manager, in 15 years. And my son looked at him and said, I don't want your job. And the service manager was taken aback by that. So here's this, you know, 30-year-old guy who's a farmer and one-man band at his own automotive shop, and he's looking at, you know, possibility of making a lot of money as a service manager, and our son turned his nose up, you know, at this statement, you know, you could have my job in 15 years, and my son said, well, I don't want your job because it's your job, I don't want to take your job. And that kind of broke the ice a little bit. And then our son said, and besides that, the person who comes to you has been to everybody else, got a problem with his car, he's tried talking to everybody else, now he's really mad, and he wants to see you. And that's why our son said he didn't want his job. And the service manager kind of leaned back and smiled, you know, and said, very well put, very well put. So you can tell the truth. You can be frank. You can be clear. But sometimes it might initially be offensive. But I think it's good to get the truth out. And so what happened? Service manager said, would you fill out this application, please? And so, and our son wanted to know why. Why do you want me to fill out the application? And the service manager said, well, you know, if I don't hear from you, I want to call you and bug you and see if we can hire you. So our son filled out the application with his name, and his telephone number, and his email address. And that's it. I thought that was a fascinating story. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense bill policy. That happened on late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate to all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus. The banned were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly and third-party web server links. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
It's us off because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So 5 minute university lessons today for the remaining part of this hour, and then Bert will be with us. Winter rugged wear. You know, I like Carhartt. It's expensive, but if you buy it on sale, you can probably get it for just 25% or 30% more than some of the cheaper brands, and it lasts way longer. So you get way more value than just the 25% or 30% more that you're going to spend for it, and it's tough. It really is. And in a pinch, I would rather be in Carhartt than pretty much everything else. But, so, I have a Carhartt jacket. It's brown. It's a cow pie brown. and has a hood. And I like the jackets that don't have those knitted ends that stick out from the sleeves. I'd rather not have those. I have them, but they're inside the sleeves where you can't see them. So air doesn't go up the sleeve. It protects my arms, but I don't wear out that part because it doesn't stick out. Carhartts have zippers that last longer. They're made out of brass, and they're sewn in properly, and they work really well. And mine has a Sherpa lining, so it's pretty warm. And if it's too warm, I just unzip it. If I need to be warm, I zip it up. It works great. So I suggest that if you're considering rugged wear, take a look at the Carhartt and see if it fits you. Now, the tail in the back dips down just a little bit, so it's a little bit longer than in the front. And that's so if you're sitting on a tractor or in a car, you know, you're still covered more rather than have the jacket ride up. So I like that. And I also like the World War II style bomber jackets in leather. And I have one of those that I bought decades ago. And it works very well as well. So, oil filters. You know, I found some oil filters on eBay over the years. And you used to be able to buy them from companies that manufactured them for the big companies. And they would have no names on them. And they're pretty good. Lately, I've found that that's not the case. That there are more and more substandard products being sold on eBay. It's almost become a dump, in my opinion, for second-rate products. Fittings that aren't precise enough to use. They don't screw on properly. They don't seal properly. Rubber products, vinyl products like wire with vinyl insulation that cracks prematurely. Plastic that's substandard. Be very careful if you buy something on eBay thinking that it is the same quality as maybe a Menards. Because I don't think it always is the same quality as a Menards. And what I'm finding is that Menards has become very, very careful what they buy. And although some of these second-rate eBay products may look or appear to be very similar to Menards, the materials are not necessarily the same on eBay. So be careful. Be careful and don't make the assumption that if it looks the same, it is the same. When we back up a truck to a trailer and we want to hitch the trailer to the truck, we don't do it with one person and we don't have any cameras. So what we do is we do it with two people. The person that's near the trailer is out of the way to the point where if a foot slips off the brake and onto the gas pedal, the person guiding toward the trailer won't be run over. That's important. The second thing is that the person be in the view of the mirror so that the driver who's backing up the truck can see the person. And we use hand signals. We just don't go, "Mom back, mom back, mom back." You know, "Mom back." We don't say that. We use hand signals, and we use two hands to indicate, "Come on back," meaning straight back. And then we use a measurement kind of a hand signal. And we will hold our hands. Let's say we're about 2 feet from the ball from the hitch. Or the ball from the trailer, let's say. We'll use our hands like one to the right, one to the left, and we will show the space so that the driver can see that's about 2 feet. And then as the driver backs up, we get narrower and narrower and narrower. Then we get to the point where we might be a foot away. And then we indicate slow down. And then we use, we say, okay. Then we speak at times. The window's always down for the driver. And we'll say, slow down. 6 inches away, 4 inches away. And then we'll indicate that with our fingers. So the driver can get a visual of how far to back up. And then we can yell stop just ahead of the point where you want the person to stop, because it takes, there'll be some motion there. And a clenched fist is the symbol that we use for stop. And that's pretty much it. So that's how we use hand signals. And it's very clear. But I hardly see anybody do that. And I don't get it. And I see the bumpers on vehicles, and they're all banged up. Because obviously people are trying to do it by themselves, or they're not getting the right signals from somebody else. I still don't get it. Here's something interesting. So let's say you're in your car, or you're going to your car and it's outside, and you've got snow or ice on your windshield. Well, some people will take that soda can out of the back floor of the car, and they'll use that as a scraper. A soda can is different from a soda bottle. Soda can's made out of aluminum. And when aluminum starts to corrode, it forms what's called aluminum oxide. And sometimes if you turn over a sheet of sandpaper, it may say carborundum, it may say aluminum oxide. Aluminum oxide is this whitish grit that's used in some sandpapers. It's really hard. It's really abrasive. It's harder than glass. So what could happen is if you use the bottom of an aluminum soda can, you can scratch your windshield. Leave circular marks on it, straight marks, diagonal marks. Don't do it. So there's one method that we use to remove ice. We try to prevent it by making sure that the vehicles are inside when it's going to rain and possibly freeze or snow. But if you do have ice, some people put newspaper, but who reads a newspaper anymore? I haven't seen a newspaper in a long time. You put a tarp on the windshield and just peel the tarp off. But one thing that we do is we have a brush with soft bristles, like a push broom, and as it's snowing, we will brush the snow off before it gets thick. One thing you don't want to do is turn on the windshield wipers if you have snow on your windshield or ice on your windshield, because the windshield wipers are stuck to the windshield or they're buried in the snow. And it will burn up the mechanism, the motor that drives the windshield wipers, or strip the gears in the motor that drive the windshield wipers, or break the windshield wiper assembly, the arms that interlink from one windshield wiper to the other, and break them. And that's an expensive job, $200 to fix that, and none of it's necessary. So you can prevent it by putting some cardboard, use Sam's Club shipping box or Walmart shipping box, cut it open, lay it flat on the windshield. Another thing you could do is, as I mentioned, a tarp or sheet. Or brush the snow off. But if you have ice on there, what we do, if we have to, is use cold water very, very slowly. Pour it from the top and let it run down the windshield. If you use hot water, you can crack the windshield. Cold water. And it will slowly melt the ice, and you want to dislodge the windshield wiper from the windshield before you turn it on. And make sure that if you're going to start your car while you're doing this operation to warm it up, that you don't turn the heat on. Because what you're doing is you're cooling the engine by turning the heat on. You want the engine to warm up before you turn the heat on. And the cold water will dislodge the windshield wiper blades, the rubber blades, and we lift them up a little bit to make sure they're fully dislodged before we turn on the windshield wipers. And we make sure that when we get in the car, we don't bump into the windshield wiper control mechanism that would set it to the on position or the intermittent position, because that will break the motor or the linkage mechanism. Just a few thoughts about cars. And Let's see. You know, I really like the Jeep Wrangler YJ. It's called YJ, Jeep Wrangler YJ, rectangular headlights. Ours is a 1995, and we bought it for about $3,900. I don't know if you can find them anymore, you know, in decent shape. Ours has a quarter of a million miles on it. Four-cylinder, automatic transmission. It's got regular, you know, it's got oversized tires, but not those children's oversized tires, you know, that look at me kind of tires. Now, these are just larger than the standard tires that came with the Jeep. They're really good because they have a lot of flotation on the muddy fields. And, you know, I think about those Rangers and some of the other UTVs, $10,000, $15,000, and we have a $3,900 Jeep. And this $3,900 Jeep, the tires cost less than a UTV's tires. It has a real starter. It has a real engine, water-cooled. It has real brakes. It has doors. It has an enclosure, hardtop. It's got a trailer hitch that we put on there that you can pull a small trailer. Heat. Ours doesn't have air conditioning, but it does have heat. And so when we go check the cows and it's freezing cold, we're in the Jeep. And the thing about the Jeep, when you buy a used Jeep, if you get a good quality used Jeep and you maintain it, you can probably always sell it for more than you pay for it. And that's been my experience with Jeeps. I had four of them so far. And I sold every one of them for more than I paid for it. Not that I was trying to make money. It's just that they keep going up in price for used Jeeps. So you might want to consider that. And I'll tell you about my uniform when we come back. You know, what does Vinny wear? You know, he's going to meetings. If he went to church. Maybe if I had an interview. Or what do I wear around the farm? We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So my uniform class is really simple. I wear dark blue jeans, Wranglers. I don't like the pre-faded, pre-sliced, pre-shredded ones. I like the ones like they used to build in the 1950s and still do. It's a solid color blue. I wear a tactical belt, those nylon belts with stainless steel buckle. And I wear leather boots and or leather shoes. And they are Thursday Boot Company, about 8 inches high. That's black socks and a solid collar shirt with collar and long sleeves. That's my typical uniform. So if I'm going to be changing the oil, it'll be jeans with some oil stains on them. If I'm going to a meeting, it would be a newer version of that. But it's always the long sleeve shirt, unless it's really blazing hot in the summer. And then it would be a solid color short sleeve shirt. But that's the uniform that I wear, and I like it. And I like the Wrangler jeans. They work best for me. And nothing against Levi. I just like the Wranglers. And, you know, yesterday, Mrs. Finelli said to me, I guess it was the day before, she set up the Christmas tree with our son. And she wanted to know how much electricity the Christmas tree used. So she said, hey, Ben, how much electricity does the Christmas tree use? And I said, well, you know where the kilowatt meter is, right? You know? Okay. Well, why don't you get it and find out. Now, I didn't do it to be flippant. I did it because I wanted her to go through the exercise. So she was down there on the living room floor, and she's got the extension cord going to the Christmas tree. She got the kilowatt meter, plugged the Christmas tree into the kilowatt meter. She hit the button for watts, and she said 113. I said, okay. So kilowatts, what? She said 1,000 watts. That's okay. So 1,000 watts around here is about 10 cents for an hour. So she said, wow, okay. So 113 watts, roughly 11 cents for 10 hours. I'd like to run the Christmas tree. I said, that sounds great to me. So this kilowatt meter is a really handy educational tool, because if she wants to know for herself, I mean, I can tell her and I've told her how much electricity different devices and appliances use, but it's one thing to hear it, it's another thing to do it and do it for yourself. So if she wants to know, She knows where the kilowatt meter is. Kill-A-Watt. That's what I'm talking about. Between $20 and $30 on eBay. And it's a great way of learning. It's a great educational tool for those children who, and I'm not talking about 6-year-olds. I'm talking maybe 11, 12, 10, something like that, after you teach them about safety and how not to get shocked. You don't want them to electrocute themselves. So it's up to the parents to explain how this works and not to touch the prongs on the kilowatt meter when they plug it in. So if they do it safely, they can learn a lot. This would be something that is a scientific adventure. I use it all the time. Not every day, but very, very often. Okay, and so when I cook eggs for the puppies, me and the German Shepherds, actually we've got 4 dogs here, and when I cook eggs, you know, I used to get some powdered milk, add some water, make some liquid milk from powder, and I would crack the eggs and stir them in a soup bowl with a fork and a spoon and mix it with the powdered milk, and then I'd put a little bit of oil in a frying pan, and I'd make scrambled eggs for them. Scrambled eggs to mix with their Purina dog chow. I don't do that anymore. What I do is I take a saucepan, like a small spaghetti saucepan, maybe a quart, and I add about 3/8 of an inch of water, and I bring it to a boil, or almost a boil. And I take those scrambled eggs, without the milk this time, I scramble them with a fork and a spoon until they're uniformly mixed, the yolk and the white, and I slowly pour it into the water that's been boiling, or almost boiling. And I turn down the heat. And what it does is it makes nice, fluffy scrambled eggs. And I stir with a spoon to make sure it doesn't burn on the bottom. And then I let it cool when they're cooked. And they get about 4 or 5 eggs a day. Sometimes 4 or 5 eggs twice a day. We have chickens, and it's an affordable, good, wholesome protein with vitamins and minerals, and it really works. So that's how I cook eggs for the dogs. And it's easy cleanup. They don't get the extra oil. And it absolutely works. We got Bert coming up. Hour number 2. So in a few minutes, he'll be with us, and he's got a full syllabus. And I want to ask him about that robotic vacuum cleaner. I think I need to get one. I think that'd be fun to watch. You know, in between jobs and tasks and chores I have around the farm, I think it'd be great to watch that for hours and hours and hours. It's only $1,000. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.